Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
Okay, he'll lay down with his fucking cone.
That's so sad. He really is Sully with the good cone.
I know, he is Sully with the cone. But it's a bad cone. It's disgusting. I can't believe I saw the vet at Tony's. Also, when I was at Tony's.
That's what you meant by it. You saw the vet at Tony's Salon Spa.
I saw the vet at Tony's Saloon. No, at Tony's Salon and Spa. Yeah, I went there to obviously get my nails done. I got sort of like a midnight blue.
Congrats.
Thanks,
you too. We're kind of similar today.
No. Hmm. Oh, you are wearing a tie-dye shirt, no offense. So, I know. But yeah, there she was. The vet who diagnosed Sully with a bacterial conjunctivitis. She was wearing a dress, like...
That's a little much. Wait, she was wearing a dress at the nail place or at the vet?
At the nail place.
Okay.
I wanted to be like, you know, women don't always have to wear dresses.
It's so nice of you.
You're a professional. You're a scientist.
You're a scientist.
She's practically an MD.
Yeah.
She should have worn slacks, like, if you're a real feminist.
Okay, yeah.
Is it weird that, like, this is the room I do therapy in and, like, you're sitting where I have my therapy?
Now it is. I thought you used to walk here during your therapy.
Yeah, I used to walk, but now I just sit still and contemplate in bed, I guess, really.
That's nice, though. I usually pace around like a psychopath.
Oh, you pace?
I'm a pacer.
It's interesting that you choose to do the phone even though she's in LA.
Well, she is, but she doesn't always have the office hours because she used to be in the LA office or whatever, and now she's like half in the Burbank office.
Okay.
Fucking go there.
Yeah, no. Why would you go there? You're busy. You're a busy woman.
Not really.
Wait, also at Tony's, we heard a car accident outside, and everyone was like, what? Like, we all, like, what? Like, looked over there, and I didn't really see what happened, but it sounded bad.
You heard that crash? Like, that...
You heard the honk, and then the...
Oh, wow. A honk and the...
I know, a honk and the... It was a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what it was. But you didn't see Tony there, and that wasn't Tony out there.
I didn't see
crash.
Tony, no.
Can you imagine if he went out in that crash right in front of his most favorite place on earth? I'm starting to think it's not his most favorite place on earth.
No, I'm starting to think he quit.
Well, I don't know. Okay, yeah, my Tony
okay,
news.
Okay, yeah, your Tony news.
So I go there.
Yeah.
I...
Oh, if this is your first time listening.
Oh, yeah. First of all, hi, welcome.
Welcome. It's Bad Boy Pod. I'm Zoe.
I'm Julia.
And now Tony is a... A manicurist who has gone missing, and
missing is like a little lightly, I guess. He's not dead.
Look, we don't know, but what we do know is his name was off the Venmo sheet.
Right, this week it's back on the Venmo
it's
sheet.
Back on, I
snapped
saw it
a pic.
I know.
Put in the slider.
It's going in Wilmer Sliderama. I thought of that right after we finished, and it was fucking devastating for an entire week.
I know. It really was.
It Zoe killed me.
Had a small aneurysm.
I did. I had to go to the hospital.
It sucks when you think of a joke, like, after the fact, a really great comeback, or when you tweet something, and you're like, oh, fucking could have worded that better.
Oh, yeah. Do you delete it and reword it?
No. If I spell something wrong, I do, though.
Okay, fair enough. What's your Tony news? Just Tony, that he's back on the Venmo sheet?
Well, okay, let me just set it up a little bit.
Okay, fine.
So I got there. Didn't even request a person. I tried to get my last bitch, and they were like, she's not until Saturday. And I was like, well, you know what? I look like a freak, so this can't happen. And I came in. I did not know who I was about to get. Oh, it was the regular, you know, the manager, like the cute one that like dresses well, that like likes us?
The cute one who dresses well that likes us.
With the glasses.
The one I'm thinking of isn't cute. The pregnant one?
No.
No, ew.
You pregnant people. Yeah. Disgusting.
Wait, no, actually disgusting, but...
Donkey.
Oops. I don't know how the donkey still gets me. with glasses. Yeah, I vaguely know who you're talking about.
She's the one when she's there, like, good music is on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there was good music on yesterday.
Right, because she was probably there.
It was the best Pandora station they've ever had.
Oh, love a good Pandora season.
Yeah, it was definitely like Beyonce Pandora. Anyway, keep going.
It's always loose sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
You could ask for musicals and they'll give you fucking Glee.
You have asked for musicals?
On Pandora? Not like at the Tony Salon and Spa.
I thought you walked into Tony Salon and Spa and you were like, hey, this Beyonce is great, but actually I would prefer musical theater Pandora.
Yeah, if you could just
imagine?
On a little bit of Glee, that would be cool. If you could put on the Mulan soundtrack.
Oh, I'd be into that.
Yeah, so not what I do, but what was I even saying? Oh, yeah, it's a Tony update.
Yeah.
Tone date. So he wasn't there. But as so, I hear a male voice, and I was like,
"Oh my god!"
But it's Tony Jr. You know Tony Jr.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Okay, fine, he can do my nails." But then he wasn't doing my nails. He was
Wait, just showing me to my seat.
No, not that Tony Jr.
He has a weird haircut right now. I don't know if you saw him.
Can you describe it to me? I did not see him.
It's very flat and dry, like it's brittle.
He would not benefit from a dry and brittle.
No, he has like a dry, brittly brush. It's like hay, and it's just sitting. It's like flat hay, and it's choppy, and it looks like a mullet, but not even in a cool way. It looks like if he was a loser with a mullet trying too hard.
A loser with a mullet trying too hard.
Yeah, that's him.
Question. Have you seen him in the bathroom?
I have not been in that bathroom yet.
Okay, check it out.
I've never been in there. You've never, my entire life.
I make it a point to visit every bathroom of every place I go.
I had an idea for a Yelp that was just bathrooms.
Yeah, definitely.
Google, don't steal that.
Google, don't steal it, please. Oh.
I'm really upset.
I know. Zoe hates all the drops this week.
I legitimately, oh God, I hate them. I really hate them all. Okay, so who's your bad boy on the block?
Oh, wait, I didn't finish my Tony story. Jesus Christ, it's so long.
This is so long.
I'm having such like a dumb day today.
Dumb day.
I walked into a pole.
What?
Full on pole.
Ooh.
I don't know if we'll put this in, but I walked right into a pole.
He saw it?
Yes. As I was walking.
That's hilarious.
I laugh.
We're going to do like, I turned away and I... Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Well, that's humiliating for you to do that in front of the president of the United States.
I can't.
Anyway. No, finish your Tony story.
Longest day. Oh yeah. So okay. So I'm paying or whatever. Uh-huh. I snap a picture of Venmo. So he looks so annoyed. And then I hear Tony Jr. talking on the phone to someone, and he was like,
"Oh, I know Tony Jr.
You know, he's very polite."
Yeah. I mean, I guess
he's very nice.
He actually filed. He filed me.
She hates filing. Zoe, consensual. Every time someone's it was never consensual when you're getting filed. Her face when she's getting filed, it's really agony.
It's chills.
Just agony.
Wait, keep going.
Okay. So Tony Jr.'s on the phone. He's taking an appointment.
Oh.
And you can hear him say, "So you want the manicure with Tony?" And I didn't ask her pry, but I think Tony's back, baby. Tony's back, baby.
Okay,
I had a moment where I was like, maybe he's in Austin. You know, we know that his wife's father has diabetes for some reason.
Yeah, we're doing a fundraiser for Tony's stepdad's or father-in-law's diabetes.
Tony's stepdad. Who's Tony's stepdad?
I don't know, but I hope he has a good one. He needs one.
Yeah, he really deserves a good
stepdaddy. You
could
tell he has a strained relationship with his biological father.
Absolutely.
It's tough. Okay, so he's back. I think you should request him again.
That's my Tony update. Yeah, that'll be the real, you know, in 2 weeks from now when I'm like, my talons are growing out.
Right. yeah, right. When your talons are growing out, you're going to be like, Tony, Tony, Tony.
Tony, 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 fix my fingies.
Fix my fingies. Yeah. And then he's going to be gone again. He's going to be dead. What?
He might be dead. But he also the person dead. That this is the longest story in the world. We're probably going to shorten this significantly.
I doubt it.
The woman that I got, I think, was the one that gave me old green fingers.
Oh, I saw her.
Yeah.
Does she have the most hideous shoes in the world? They're like...
It's hard to know.
They're like Vans, but like... They sort of look like dolphins. I tried to get a photo of it, but it's like Vans, but the toe is really small.
I don't know.
Okay,
but
great.
I know what you're talking about.
They're disgusting.
I want to see it.
I did take a picture. Very should I text show. It to you right now?
Please, we'll put that on the slider, I guess.
I mean,
maybe
I
not.
Was like
I'm
debating.
I'm sure she's not a fan of me in general. Also, I think she was talking to the pet. I got my little feeties done too.
Oh, wow.
Pretty sure she was talking about me. And I was like, that's fine.
You don't know that.
I guess it could be about my nail beds. They are disgusting.
No. I mean, you really are convinced everyone's talking shit about your nail beds, but no one cares about your nail beds.
I think the president of the United States is talking shit about my nail beds.
I'm full of jam. Okay, this is coming at you hot.
Oh, your desk. I'm laying on a bed, by the way. It's really nice.
Yeah, I'm laying
great.
In a beanbag. They do look like dolphins, right?
These are really dolphins.
How would you describe
them? That. Like Payless Vans.
Yeah, they're like Payless Vans, but like they're sort of
like
sort
no shade, even though, you know, rest in peace. Oh, here's a ba-donk-a-donk donk donk. Rest in peace, Payless Shoe Source.
Oh yeah. You know what? It's gonna be a badonk donk when Forever 21 goes under.
Where am I gonna find tank tops?
I don't know. Target? Actually, like shop sustainably. I don't know. Fuck. Okay. No, Forever 21 is super sustainable. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's your bad boy on the block?
God, I have two.
Okay.
Two long stories. No, can you go first, please? I just told like the longest stories. I need to switch it up.
Yeah, I can go first. Please. 1 second.
I'm full of jam.
All right, so
I'd fuck Elon Musk.
I hate it so much. That's a new drop. It's something she took out of context, as you guys know, because I would never say that.
I was really all sitting on that for like days.
I'm depressed.
And then I just snuck it into stories. It was really fun.
You really snuck it into stories. Okay, so my bad boy on the block this week is friend of the pod, Sophie.
Oh my God. Okay, Sophie, I know. What happened?
I know. She did something really bad.
Sophie!
So Sophie ordered a Diane tea. And she got it. And she was like, I'm a good friend. And like, jury's still out. But she wore it to a barbecue that her friend was throwing to be like, I'm, you know, listen to Bad Boy Pod because it's the best podcast in the world.
Wow, what a saint.
I know. So she wore it to her friend's barbecue, and her friend's mom has stage 4 colon cancer. The friend who threw the barbecue has stage 4 colon cancer. And guess what her name is?
No.
It's literally Diane. And so she wore this shirt that says Diane to this guy's house, whose mom has stage 4 colon cancer.
Sophie.
And is named Diane.
Oh my
donkey.
So that's a bad boy on the block.
Did she not know?
She knew. She just didn't think about it because, get this, it's spelled with, her name is spelled with two N's and not one. And she didn't tell me for an entire week because she was really embarrassed. And people were like, and like, not everyone
I'm
at the party.
So sorry about Diane with two N's, but oh my God,
she's for sure gonna die. Wow. I've never met her, so. And I asked if the person who's dying is like a Diane, and she said no, she's really cool. So that made me a little upset.
That's good, because honestly, like, our Diane is like kind of a bitch.
But also, the logo is like bloody.
It's bloody.
It's literally bloody.
Did Diane say anything about it?
No, Diane wasn't there. Just her son. Just her son. And thank all of God. Her son's close friends.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like, people definitely knew.
I'm sorry, Sophie, that we put you in that position. We compromised your friendships.
I'm not. I'm happy because I was like, fuck, what's my bad boy on the block going to be? And then she told me that. I was like, I guess I could talk about the car accident. I don't know. Anyway,
I think
that
was perfect.
That's
wow.
My
holy
first
shit.
BB on the B.
Damn.
I know.
Damn. Okay. Well, I guess mine is comparative.
Oh.
Fucking ants.
Oh.
You know, it's ant season, I think.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
You mean with a no U.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not A-U-N-T season.
No, no. I mean, every season's ant season now that I'm an ant.
Day of my goddamn. Aunt. Oh, yeah. There were, wow.
Ugh.
Pig party last week.
Yeah, we'll talk about it with my next BB a little bit.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Can't wait. What's it? Oh, yeah, ants. Yeah, I have, they were like around my sink or whatever. I guess they're thirsty little bitches.
Mm-hmm. They're so thirsty. They're so thoughts. Thirsty.
Yeah, they are so thoughty. And it's like happened every single year. Like one day I'll just come into my kitchen. I'm like, oh, there's a trail of ants that goes to like my.
Yeah, always the trail. The trail of tears. Sorry.
Trail of tears.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, trail of ants. I was like I was exterminating ants. I was a little Hitler. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, little hitty.
One evening I was just like in my kimono. Because I didn't notice until I was just like in the kitchen one night. And I was like, oh shit. Ant trail. Took out my Dyson.
Oh.
Really effective.
You slurped them up in your Dyson?
Slurped them up. Took Demetrius, whatever the fuck it is. I'm probably saying it wrong.
Demetrius? Is that the name of your aunt? You named them all Demetrius?
Yeah, I'm like little D1.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying it wrong. But it's like, that's how I think of the word when I look at it. But I think it's like Diametra. Ends with an S.
Yeah,
is this fun for people?
Fuck,
it kills
what's
animals.
It called?
You know what I mean? It's like crushed up seashells and fossils, essentially. It's food grade. You can dump it like on your cat and it'll be fine.
Oh, well, that's good.
But not ants and like cockroaches.
Yeah, what is it? Anyway, email Diane, whatever that is. Okay, so. Anyway, they're dead. Baby on the- oh, good.
Yeah. I'm highly recommend stuffing that in their faces.
Yeah, stuff it in their faces.
Okay. Let's hear about pig party.
So we had a pig party last week, and if you were invited, it's because I guess we're not that close after all.
Yeah, it was really nice to like walk into your front yard and see a pig coffin there.
Yeah, there was a, oh yeah, the pig coffin is still there. Oh God. So yeah, we had a pig party last week, and it was so gross. It was in our bathtub overnight.
Oh my God.
With like covered in ice. So no. That was fun. It was in a bag, but still. And like when he was like lugging the bag around, it straight up looked like a body, but it was a pig. And it was like weird, like prepping the pig in the front yard when people were walking by. And it's like, oh, hey, like you're not invited, but. Yeah, this isn't for two.
Prepping in the fucking bathtub, that'd be disgusting. Ugh, no. Or the best thing on earth.
I mean, my biggest fear is that people thought we were going to split it. Because that'd be a lot. We still have too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all up in the freezer. Anyway, so we had a pig party. It was fine. We like raised a lot of money, so for a good cause.
So like good boys.
New York Times notification. Do you think Paul McCartney's dead?
Oh, let's see. I'm getting ready with my Jerry finger.
Boring.
He's not dead.
Trump. Ugh. I know.
He's dead? Just kidding.
No, that'd be amazing. For a second, I had a fantasy that it was that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we had a pig party. There was a pig corpse in the yard. And the other day, Sully, who currently has a cone on his head, started bringing pig teeth into the house. And like, he was like chewing on something. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And he spit it out. And at first, I thought it was his tooth.
Oh,
and then I was like, I like didn't put it together because it was a couple days after the roast. And I was like, whose tooth is this? I was like, this is a human's tooth. Obviously, there's like a grave in my yard. Duh. This I didn't like think a about
cursed
it.
Land. Someone's died here.
Yeah. So he was like chewing it. He was like chewing up the teeth. It was really fucking gross.
Sullivan,
and
disgusting.
Then he brought another one, which was a literal double tooth.
Oh, yeah.
You saw
that's
the
lucky.
Double tooth.
Yeah. We're going to put it in the slider this week.
Yeah. You'll. Yeah.
Wilmer Sliderama, Ashton Kutcher
Sliderama. Yeah, so I kind of want to do like a giveaway with the tooth.
Yeah, ooh, we should.
Can you send it in the mail?
Can you send it? You can send a tooth, I'm
sure.
Yeah,
you can send a tooth. How does the Tooth Fairy even work if you can't send it?
Exactly. How does she like get it to her safety deposit box?
It's nice that they let the Tooth Fairy be a woman.
It's true, but I was going to say maybe it's not. Do you think it's like open to both genders?
No.
All three genders? Male, female, and comforter?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm staring at a bed right now.
Yeah, you love beds. You are bed sexual.
I am bed sexual.
No, here's what I was thinking. Okay. So if you buy all three items of merch, a Tam France tote bag, a Diane tee, and a Bad Boy Pod mug.
Whoa. Brilliant.
And send Diane the receipt or tweet it at Bad Boy Podcast.
Yeah. Or just,
we will send you... the pig teeth.
Yeah. The double tooth.
The double tooth.
The big one.
It's going to be worth a lot of money someday.
Diane will maybe sign it. Maybe not. She'll sign a card at least.
She'll figure it out. She's going to put some braces on it and send it to you.
Definitely. Definitely.
Did you have braces?
Never. No, me that's neither. Why my teeth are still fucked up.
Oh, I have amazing teeth, but I never had braces.
You're brag alert.
Yeah, actually though. Who's your next bad boy on the block?
Oh, wait. Who was it?
I'm going to take off my shirt again.
I was honestly considering it.
Shirts off in the she shelter.
Yeah, we're sitting. New name for the room now. Now that we're not recording in
now that there's a beanbag, it's a fucking shelter.
Yeah, can I get a picture of you in your bra on the she shelter beanbag?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Tag True and Co.
I will. It's so hot in the she shelter.
It is.
And also, I'll put a billion pictures of Sully and his pathetic cone.
It's so pathetic.
In the sad cone. Sad cone zone.
Sad cone zone. Who's your next one?
Oh, yeah. Dodgy traffic.
Ooh.
Fucking dodgies are playing today.
I know.
I'm sure they're fine. I'm not
going
a huge
tomorrow,
sports fan.
Which I'm sure will be my bad boy on the block next week.
I can't wait to hear it. You love a good baseball game.
I love baseball.
You love being in the sun.
I love being in the sun. One time when I was like 11 or 12, I went with my friend, Emma, who just got married. And her dad, who was like, I don't know, like trying to be a surrogate dad, and sometimes it worked, but like we went to a Red Sox Yankees game, which like in that day was like fucking huge.
Amazing.
And during like the third inning, I started vomiting.
I love a good puke story. What can
and
I say?
I was so hot and I was like really getting overheated and I was vomiting and we had to leave early and everyone had to leave.
not only did you ruin the day for your friends.
Yeah.
Wow. Yikes. I'm sorry. What happened? You just like the heat?
Yeah. Sometimes I just get hot, you know?
Sometimes she just gets hot and pukes. What can I say? I'm full of jam. I poop in the anyway, it was just fucking shit traffic. Like, fuck off, Dodgers. It doesn't need to be trafficy when you're playing at literally six. It's three. Well, it's not three now, but it was.
Oh. So I guess we should jump into our bad boy, right?
Yeah, let's do her.
So how would you Mr. him?
Mr. Shocker Girl?
I guess so.
I mean, and not in like a shocker way, just like he's shocking. I don't know. He's just That's not a fun one.
Mr. Did he really remove his ribs?
I don't think so. No. Mr. Suck your own goddamn dick, your girl?
Yeah, I would say so.
That's a little long. Goddamn dick all day? Mr. Ribs, your girl? The McRib.
Mr. McRib, your girl, Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Our boy.
Yeah. So he's actually not my boy at all. I think his music is nearly impossible to listen to. And I personally just don't like to look at him, even though he has beautiful lips.
Honestly, I will say, pillowy lips.
Very pillowy. Like,
do we have to have this light on, by the way?
No.
Oh, pretty. I do have Marilyn Manson in my head now. You know, just like in the summer, you cannot light candles and like you cannot
have the light on. I know. It's like it's impossible. It is kind of hot in here, but that's...
All I want to do is get home and light a billion candles.
I know you do. I know.
Burn my house down.
I would love for you to burn your house down. Not really.
Donkey.
Yeah, so, I can live here in your she shelter, bitch.
Yeah, you could, I guess. We'll see. For a week, that's our rule, so.
That's the rule.
Anyway, so Marilyn Manson. So you like his music and you like his overall look. And if I could go as far to say, you would if you could, or am I not right there?
Wow, making a lot of...
He's only 50.
Only 50.
I was shocked.
Yeah, no. I think he looks kind of his age now.
I have no idea what he looks like. I mean, to be honest, like, ugh, fuck me. I saw the pictures of him, like, in his, like, yearbook picture that I sent you.
Oh, yeah. Like, you were, like, pillowy lips. Beautiful.
Yeah, he was 13, so I was super into it. never mind. But he looked really like a normal loser.
Yeah.
So I understand.
Normal loser vibe. I get it.
Yeah, so I understand why he'd want to suck his own dick.
Honestly, 100%.
Yeah, I think he's a weird guy.
I think he's an eccentric guy. I think he's smart, even though
I guess
he was a bit of a shit. I think here's my thing. I don't think he's done anything that weird in like the last 10 to 15 years. Maybe. But maybe I'll eat my words. Do you have anything in the last since 2004? Actually, yeah, wait. Well, there was like
he did say something.
Say it.
He went on Charlene Yee, who's an actress. Who was on House.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he was like a huge fan of the show House. And he went to visit.
I mean, that's enough for me, I guess.
Okay. I like that show. And he went to visit. And like, she claims that he was like harassing all the women there.
Ew.
And he was like asking girls if they were going to scissor each other or rhino each other.
Oh my God.
Do you know what rhinoing is?
Is that when you put a strap on your head?
Yes.
That's
ding,
incredible.
Ding, 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 wow. And then you ram it
We're
in the
so
butthole.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Which I wasn't expecting, but it's also a name for a male cougar.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm learning so much. So does that make him a rhino?
No, but I think he was talking about the butthole rhino, not the cougar rhino.
Okay. No, I get that. I'm just wondering if he himself is one because he's 50.
I guess, yeah.
I don't know. You
I don't
know Diane.
Yeah,
she's
I don't know the
deeply
I don't
into
know
rhinos.
The age of They have to be over the age of 100 in order for them to rhino her, though.
Or to be a tortoise. Yeah. To be a tortoise, you have to be 150 years old. And also strap a dildo to your head.
What's a female tortoise called? Also a tortoise. At
a tortellini.
A tortellini. I hope to be a tortellini one
a
day.
Tourlette.
So a tortoise is a man between the ages of 100 and 150 who dates what?
23-year-olds. Classic. So Keith Richards is up there.
That's a classic.
Mick Jagger's
sure.
up there.
Yeah, Mick Jagger's.
Steven Tyler's in that age.
125. Anyway, speaking of Mick Jagger, Marilyn Manson. Well, I guess like a lot of people blamed him for Columbine. Columbine. Because I guess the shooters were like. Yeah, very young. I mean, that was like such a Fox News talking point. Did you watch his Bill O'Reilly interview?
100%.
It was good.
It was not bad.
He did a good job.
He did. And that's, I mean, I don't hate him because he is kind of good at that, but like, I do hate all of his stupid lewd shit.
His antics are so childish
and
his
gross.
His antics, more like ant dicks, because they're a little much.
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
Sometimes the drops shock me. I do like not knowing what you're gonna do.
It's spicy. You don't know what I'm gonna press.
I'd fuck Elon Musk.
I knew you were gonna do that one. I knew it. I was like, it's fucking coming.
I'm never deleting it. I'm gonna make it my ringtone.
Please don't.
I'd fuck Elon Musk.
It's the worst.
I'd fuck Elon Musk.
It's honestly
just
a
like
power.
Penetrating from my purse.
It's a power no one should have over me, and I'm upset about it.
So beautiful.
Anyway, Marilyn Manson, he did straddle a security guard who was at his concert.
Oh,
and he was wearing a thong.
I know, but like, here, yeah, okay. He was wearing a thong.
He was wearing a thong.
I'm really just like devil's advocating him today. I'm so sorry.
You're like, it's fine. He was wearing a leather thong. He could totally gyrate on that security guard who didn't want it. That's what you think.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad that didn't come out my nose. No, that's not what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's what you're going to say.
You're just really putting words in my mouth today. He was really traumatized, okay?
What do you mean?
I mean, no, I don't mean Marilyn was. I mean
the security guard.
He was.
Yeah,
I feel bad for him.
Pressed charges.
He did.
He did.
Didn't he win like $4,000 or something?
Yeah, he won.
Congratulations.
He won a whopping $4,000.
Imagine he spent it all on literally fake dicks.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, Marilyn Manson has probably had a dildo shaped after his dick.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
He has a dick mold. He just like casually.
He has a lot of weird shit. You know, had a fetus in a jar for a while. Oh, it had a weird name. I wrote it down.
It had a weird name?
Ludwig.
Its name was Ludwig. Yeah. What else are you going to name a fetus?
He also had a...
Spencer?
Oh my God.
Jesus?
What does that say?
See?
Anyway, he had a taxidermied baboon, and the baboon had an erection.
I mean...
Like, imagine, like...
I'm not... He probably fucked it.
This was in an interview with Dita Von Teese, who he was married to, but he was also engaged 3 times.
To her?
No. No, to other people. What? Like Rose McGowan.
Oh, right. I guess they weren't married.
They weren't married, but they were together. And they broke up, and Dita Von Teese said it was because he was a drinker. And I think he, like, wanted to be polyamorous. There wasn't really a word for it then, though.
Wow. That's such an aspiration.
To be polyamorous?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
All I want in life.
Are you coming out on the pod?
No. Oh, God. Imagine me being a poly.
I think you could be.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's a compliment.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
You said drinker. I thought Johnny Depp. He's
Johnny Depp's
daughter's godfather.
So weird.
So weird. He gave her high-heeled shoes for her, like, 4th or 5th birthday.
That's weird.
He was telling Larry King that, and it's like, why are you telling literally...
I don't like Larry King.
He's definitely a tortoise.
Larry King is definitely a tortoise. How old is
tortoise
he?
Tortoise daddy.
Donkey.
Oh, Larry King? 123.
How old is Larry King?
Larry King is 85 years old.
Wow, 35.
Incredible.
85 years young.
35 years old. What a young man.
He's so young for 7 wives? I think we should do him at some point.
Yeah.
Before he dies.
We're kind of on death watch for him.
Yeah, we'll add him to the death watch list. Yeah. What's the drop for death watch?
I guess it can't be the same as Jerry.
No.
No, we're not
keeping
that forever.
No, we're not going to keep that.
Death watch? Oh, gosh. We're going to have to think of one.
Okay.
I guess.
Oh, gosh. Oh, golly.
No.
Oh.
That's appropriate.
Yeah, but, you know, that's sort of misleading. We're not shutting the door on Marilyn yet.
Maybe smoking these meats?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's add Larry King to Death Watch.
Smoking these meats.
Who else is Paul
under
McCartney?
Under his eye. Paul McCartney's on Death Watch. Under the Death
on
Watch.
Death Twat.
On Death Twat.
I think that's it right now.
I think R. Kelly's on Death Watch, too. I think he might kill himself.
Okay. God willing.
God willing.
Smoking these meats.
So, Marilyn Manson.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I read this story, and this wasn't him, but he was there. It was his bandmate. Did you read this about the deaf girl?
Oh my god, yeah.
They invited, this is really, really bad. And this isn't him, it was his bandmate Pogo.
My bandmate Pogo.
Yeah, so that's horrible.
Imagine having to like explain this to a jerk. I don't think this didn't go anywhere. No. But this just happened.
It's so disgusting. So they invited a deaf groupie backstage and asked her to
smoking these meats.
Asked her to strip and decorated her with hot dogs. Apparently she consented to all of this. And Marilyn did pee on her.
Who among us? I'm in for the hot dog part, though.
Yeah. Please decorate me with hot dogs, but don't pee on me. And then his bandmate, Pogo, screamed. Named
for the fucking hot dogs.
I know. So true. Screamed into her ear, I'm going to come in your useless ear canal, because she's deaf.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
I mean, definitely on the lower list of things I'd want scream into my ear during sex.
Would you rather that be screamed into your ear, or would you rather him come in your ear? Useless ear canal.
That's a really tough one.
I know. Don't come in my ear.
Just don't never come in my ear.
No. That's going to be a tote.
And screaming in my ear is a close second.
Yeah, it's true.
You're please right. I just don't want coming first.
Yeah. He's been sued a bunch of times for like former band members asking for money, like royalty shit, like not really anything that interesting.
Yeah, classic though. Classic bandmate shit, I guess.
Yeah, classic bandmate
shit. Give me more money.
He did one time smoke bones.
I saw that. Why smoke bones? Said it tastes like burnt hair. I mean, not that he knew that going in.
I think he probably had an intuitive sense.
Yeah, he was like, that's going to smell like burnt hair. I want to smoke it.
But the thing about him is it's fucked up that he smoked bones. But you know, he would also smoke his own bones if he could.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, he would much rather smoke his own bones than, like, whatever they found in the graveyard.
He'd take out his own rib and smoke it.
I would.
Would
you? He'd make a bong out of it.
He would.
I don't see the big deal about, like, removing your rib so you can suck your own dick.
I don't see the big deal.
Like, if this...
That's going to be my next drop. I don't see the big deal.
I don't want the whole board to be me saying embarrassing things. I mean, like, unless I get to take one or two for you.
Fine. I'll, yeah.
It's going to be you going, take that out. Take that. No, you're going to use it too much.
I will.
Fuck, what was I saying? Oh, yeah.
Smoking his bones.
No, right. Sucking his own dick with the rib thing.
Oh.
Like, if that's a priority of yours, like, go ahead. You know, it's not my rib.
It's true. I mean, like, if you want to find a doctor, if you know a doctor that's going to take out your goddamn rib so you can smoke your own dick.
So you can smoke your own meat.
Then, God willing.
Smoking these meats.
Go to Dr. Spichemin or whatever.
Okay. Is that where you went?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm
watching 30 Rock over again, so.
Oh, yeah.
Spichemin's on my mind.
I get it. He had swine flu.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He did not.
He had swine flu. He admitted it. He was like, yeah, I have swine flu.
Wow.
So he's literally disgusting. and then he was one time, he wasn't convicted of wrongful death, but...
Is this a moshing incident? I watched a whole talk show on moshing. It was crazy. Like the dangers of moshing.
No, I didn't watch that. But have you ever moshed?
No. Me neither. I look like I've ever moshed?
I don't know. Like, I have sometimes a delicate little body. You get really bruised. Sometimes you say things that shock me.
Okay.
I have to take a picture of you in your bikini. Beautiful bikini.
True & Co., please sponsor us.
I know.
I'm going to tag Jeanette Bras, which is where I got mine.
No, you should tag Third Love.
I won't.
So, wait. Yeah, I think, I mean...
I'm really crotching out tonight, too. I'm sorry.
It's fine. What was the documentary like?
Which one? Oh, the one about, like... It was just, like,
was
talking
it about, like, his
to...
influence?
Kind of. It was like about his life, about his previous little bands, all the members who have dropped out.
Yeah.
Kind of classic, like, musical documentary thing where they're just like, yeah, man, we had some great times. And then you'll fucking talk to some guy you went to college with. He's like, yeah, he was always such a jokester.
Right.
And you're like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I definitely know. He seems really serious to me. Like, in that Bill O'Reilly interview, he was so serious. And like,
I'd rather hear him talk or be interviewed than listen to people talk about him.
I agree. For sure.
People that know famous people
and
that talk about them like in interviews are highly not interesting to me.
Yeah, I agree. Like being like, oh, yeah, he totally inspired me to scream on stage in leather. Like, I mean, like, I don't know what they would say.
I also put my dick or my fake dick in a bouncer's mouth.
I put my fake dick in a bouncer's mouth, so that's pretty cool.
I was very inspired. Yeah, people were very inspired by moshing. There was like this whole like talk show shit, and they're like concerned parents. They're being like, I just, you know, what's next?
Parents were so concerned. He was like in the same category of Eminem, of like artists who parents like blamed for shit. Like, people really blamed him for Columbine because the people who did it were fans of Columbine.
Right.
And he was like, that's stupid. But then I also read something that one time he pretended to fire a semi-automatic he threatened to fire a semi-automatic rifle into a crowd at his concert. And I don't know.
I mean, same.
Fine. I don't know if that meant he like had a rifle that he pretended to shoot, or if it was a fake one, or like he just motioned it. But I think that's kind of fucked up.
I mean, it's weird. It's definitely a weird fucking thing to do. But that doesn't shock me as far as he's concerned. Just stupid.
Also, Paris Jackson, Michael Jackson's daughter, slit her wrist because she couldn't go to a Marilyn Manson concert. So I blame him for that as well.
Okay.
Oh, the wrongful death thing.
Oh, yeah. What was the wrongful death?
Okay, so he gave cocaine to this girl, Jennifer Sim. And according to her, instructed her to drive under the influence, and she ended up getting into a car accident and died.
What?
Yep.
That's so weird. Did you watch that, I think it's on HBO, that whole, remember that case about that girlfriend who, like, convinced?
Adan Saeed.
No.
Oh, the suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
wait, no, but describe it more.
Well, it was like, was it Michigan or some shit?
Right, when the girl, like, the teenage girl kind of convinced a guy to convince someone to kill himself over text messages.
It was so weird.
I mean, like, just do it.
Yeah, just do it. This is how.
Maybe I did it. See that.
And she, I'm pretty sure she went to jail. I definitely fell asleep watching it.
Yeah, she definitely went to jail.
Yeah. But yeah, why did I bring that up? Oh, yeah, just because it's like, I don't know, when it's someone else's fault, technically, like if someone gave you it and then instructed you.
Right.
And she died.
I know.
Would Marilyn Manson not be to blame?
I don't know.
I mean, like, everyone's at their has their own free will. Bum, bum. Not my dream jury, I will say.
No, definitely not my dream jury. No. Boring. Although the Marilyn Manson thing would make it interesting.
I guess so. That's a good angle. Definitely would prefer to be on Scientology.
But, like, I feel like this sort of thing happens all the time. Like, someone, it's just like, they're just trying to get something out of the death of this person, which, like, fair enough. They want to blame someone. I get it.
I get.
Yeah, definitely not a dream jury, though.
No. Diane's not dream jury.
I'm going to come in your useless ear canal. No.
Yikes. I'm going to come in your useless ear canal.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Oh, in 1998, a reporter came up to him backstage, and Marilyn threatened to kill his family, and two security guards pinned the reporter against the wall.
Oh, right. Read that one. It was like, I don't know. And then he said, it was just like a disagreement over the way that because he didn't get some cover that he was promised or something for, I don't remember what magazine.
Yeah, definitely some like ego bullshit.
Probably male ego bullshit.
Bullshit.
How old was he then?
I don't know.
Like a cool 21?
Yeah, like something really cool.
Something really cool.
It was definitely cool. Okay, so that's sort of, I feel like, more than we usually do, right?
Yeah, I think we've got some Marilyn in the can.
Yeah, I think we've got some Marilyn in the can. I don't think Marilyn is bad. I think, I never really looked into him, but I guess he did name himself after Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
And Charles Manson.
Right. I was literally about to say, and Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. Yeah, the big two.
The big two.
So good for him, I guess.
Yeah, I guess he's, well, I don't know. At least he's,
I guess he's like a Satanist, and that's great.
Yeah, congrats.
I don't like him. I think his music is absolutely abhorrent, and I do think he caused Columbine. And first and foremost, want to put that out there.
Donkey.
And
I feel like a lot of people would agree with you.
I frankly think he's a loser, just like he looks like in that yearbook picture, which we'll post on the slider.
We love a good high school, middle school loser.
High school, middle school loser.
Bing, bing, bing. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I have the same thoughts, essentially. He does do a really good red lip, I will say.
Really strong red lip.
Really strong red lip. Isn't afraid.
Rah, 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 rah.
Rah, rah, rah.
No, he's not afraid.
No.
He's not afraid.
He's very authentic.
I guess. What's his dream circle, Dirk?
Ugh,
just like
see.
A bunch of his clones and that his taxidermied baboon with a... erection.
Yeah, definitely.
I think so.
Definitely that.
Yeah. Okay, so I could shut the door. You could. Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word. Sweet. They met.
Yeah, definitely.
No question.
At least, yeah. I don't know where. Some maybe MTV Awards.
I know. We always say MTV Awards, but it just seems right. Possibly the Grammys.
Possibly the Grammys. I'm sure Mark was definitely invited.
Has Sugar Ray ever been nominated for a Grammy?
Email Diane.
Email Diane.
We could Google that, but
I don't want to. We're not going to. Sorry, only how old is Larry King in this house? So who's your good boy this week?
Good boy. I think it's just a simple bimple.
Oh.
It was on my way here because I don't know. Spaced on good boys this week.
Yeah, well, there are usually none.
Have you seen this car?
Probably not, maybe.
We're literally in LA. Have you seen this car?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, it's been covered with iridescent, like, I guess foil or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not pink.
Is it like pearl?
No, it's more of like this, like the Beckme.
Oh, okay.
Except like not gold. Oh, this, like, it doesn't really sheen anymore, but
I understand. It's like gold shiny. It's like, it's shiny.
I wish I got a picture of it. Didn't get a pic.
Fuck.
It was, yeah, shiny. It was like more silvery, mm-hmm. but then in the sun you could see like, you know, the rainbow.
Uh-huh. Okay. I see.
And it just buzzed by.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's a cool car. And that was it.
I have not seen that
dream
car.
That's the only car. I don't even give a shit what make or model or whatever. If it's like half broken, that's the only car I would drive.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
So
that's fun for me.
That's good. My good boy is that guy who emailed Diane about the pads.
Oh my God.
I haven't heard. I don't know where he is. So
Hashtag where is he?
This may be a preemie, mm-hmm. but, I'm going to read this email anyway. The subject is an offering to Lady Parts. Hi, my name is Anthony. I've been a huge fan of Lady Parts for years, and now I finally have some way to give back. I was cleaning out my closet and found something that may be of use to you. Why
are you so mad? He said cleaning out my closet. How can I not?
He did. I didn't even notice. Anthony. I work in advertising, and years ago I was leaving my agency for another gig. My boss gifted me something special. You know how in the old MaxiPad commercials they do the 5-second demo showing off how absorbent they are with the blue liquid and all that? Well, I have the complete kit that would be used on set.
Donkey.
It comes with instructions, plenty of maxi pads. I used to dance under that name. Plenty of maxi pads. And mysterious blue liquid and a fun and flirty carrying case to take it out on the town.
I'm so inquisitive and also inquisitive. That's not the right word. And I just want to know how big this carrying case is.
Would this be something of interest to you?
Yes.
Anthony, nothing has ever piqued my interest more. I am just obsessed with this. Sometimes before I go to bed, I'm staring at the photo. I'm just like gazing into it.
Wait,
like, look how beautiful.
Did I see a photo?
Yeah, you got the email.
Oh my God.
It's amazing. And then it has a literal briefcase.
So has she been using commercials stay free?
Oh my God. Yeah, and the blue liquid. Email Diane what we should do with the blue liquid other than rub it on our clits. serious replies only, though.
Yeah, serious replies only. Should we rub it on our clits?
I'm going to give that a no.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it would like sting in a good way.
I don't know. I'm wearing really ill-fitting shorts today, and
yeah.
I feel like I'm going to have a bruise on my taint and also clit.
Okay.
do women have a taint? Email Diane.
I think so. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's the area between the balls and the butthole.
Yeah,
the butt sack.
Between my butt sack.
Anyway, I'm depressed. So, moving on. Anything else?
No.
Okay, don't forget to buy all of the merch in one foul swoop, and we'll send you a pig tooth.
Double pig tooth. Make a wish.
Oh, yeah, you make a wish, and then maybe your wish will come true.
You know,
it's sort of out of our hands once we put it in the mail.
Yeah, that's the only thing Jews do with pigs, is use their teeth for witchcraft.
It's true. Also, I think it might be illegal to send it across a border.
I don't think it is. Who's going to fucking know?
Who's going to fuck it? And I was like,
who's going to fuck it?
Hopefully
fuck
no
it.
One.
I'd fuck Elon Musk.
Okay.
Last one forever.
Honestly,
I'm sorry.
It's definitely not the last one forever. You're never going to leave it down. What else? So,
do you have an impression?
Oh, shit.
I have one that popped in my head.
Okay.
But it's just going to be, I mean, it's going to be another.
I know what it is.
You're going to be so annoyed. Why did Mimi knock on Roger's door?
You're right. I'm really annoyed. I thought you were going to do, you're beautiful so much. Rebecca, don't wear that tank top.
What is his name?
We're not
again?
In America. Zed.
Wow.
Zed. If you're not watching 90 Day Fiancé before the 90s,
Google it and fucking kill yourself.
First of all, Google it. Second of all, kill yourself. Third of all, watch it through because it's actually really good. It's like the best show in the fucking world.
It's incredible. It's an incredible show.
And I like
don't
sort
know
of
how
let,
else to make people watch it.
No, I don't know. I mean, like, do we need to threaten them? Like, yes. Do we need to offer to send a Diane pin? Because that didn't work with rating and reviewed. So if please rate and review the podcast.
Yeah, also that, whatever. We'll fucking iTunes. Threaten you if you want.
Yeah.
If it gets you off, we'll threaten you. But also.
Yeah, but only if it gets you off.
Yeah. If you can prove to Diane that you've been watching before the 90 days, or 90 day the other way, is that
yeah.
the one it is?
Yeah.
Whatever. Any of the 90 day franchise, we'll send you a goddamn pin.
We'll send you a goddamn pin. Personalized note from Diane, of course. And, you know, rate and review and, take a screenshot and we'll send you a Diane pin and a note from Diane. Like do a shop.badboy.com spree.
Go on a spree.
And you're going to get yourself a fucking pig tooth. Name one other podcast that does that. Name one. You can't.
You really can't.
Because we're original thinkers.
Yeah.
I have nothing else.
I've got nothing. We're good. We're good.
Brought to you by Lady Parts.